Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Campbell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into right field. Campbell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Campbell. Chapman moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball four. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball towards left field. Goslin fields the ball and throws to home. Bengo drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Bengo. Chapman scores. Dickey moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey scores. Lazare moves to third. It's 2-0, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Pennock moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo takes first base on ball 4. Storti moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Storti scores. Bengo moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-1 in the game. Schulte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bengo scores. Stewart moves to third. It's Yankees, 2, Browns, 2. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Burns reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. Schulte moves to third. It's 3-2, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into left field. Goslin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Chapman scores. Dickey moves to second. It's Yankees, 3, Browns, 3. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lazare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bengo hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bengo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pennock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Pennock reaches second base with a double. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gosselin takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Campbell scores. Gosselin moves to third. Melillo moves to second. It's Yankees, 4, Browns, 4. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bengo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Bengo reaches third base with a triple. Gosselin scores. Melillo scores. It's 6-4, Browns. Danny McFadden now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bengo scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, Browns. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 4. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hoag now playing left field. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Gosselin hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. One out. It's 8-4, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a line drive into center field. Combs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Combs. Campbell scores. Melillo goes all the way around to score. Storti moves to third. It's 10-4, Browns. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bengo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Storti scores. It's 11-4, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on McFadden. Bengo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Bengo moves to third. Levy moves to second. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Bengo scores. Levy moves to third. Stewart moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-4, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoog. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Levy scores. Stewart scores. Schult goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 15-4, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Campbell scores. Goslin goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 17-4, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 17, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 17-6, Browns. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stewart. Chapman moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 17, and the Yankees 6. The Browns will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing center field. Frankie Crosetti now playing third base. Arndt Jorgens now catching. Doc Farrell now playing second base. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bango hits a fly ball into center field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields the ball and throws to Brown covering. Safe. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Shult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Shult reaches second base with a double. Stewart moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 17, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Larry moves to second. Jumbo Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry scores. That run is unearned. It's 17-7, Browns. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 17-10, Browns. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 17, and the Yankees 10. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Jorgens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 17, and the Yankees 10. The Yankees will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Larry reaches second base with a double. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Jumbo Brown. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Larry moves to third. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing strikes out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 17, and New York Yankees, 10. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.